everybody. It is Melanie Mitro and Katie Ersta, and we are the hosts of the Make She Cap'n podcast. And this podcast is for you, friend. We're going to dive into the skills, mindset, and systems you need to build a successful social media presence, and it supports your business goals. All right, and I am Melanie Mitro, one of the co-hosts, and I have left my full-time career in early intervention to be a stay-at-home mom, and seriously craving something more. All right, and I'm Katie. I am a stage 4 cancer survivor. I absolutely love all things storytelling, and I was a teacher who truly just wanted to get the groceries paid for. Never in a million years did I see what would happen with this business. Oh my gosh, and here we are, 10 years later, and we have built multi-million dollar businesses from our laptop, from our kitchen tables, basically anywhere that you have Wi-Fi. And the cool part is now we get to teach other people how to do the same. So just two female entrepreneurs who are wives, moms, and we're also besties who want to take you on the journey right alongside us to help you build a business that you love and a life that you desire. All right, so come on in, check out today's episode. Well, hey everybody, it is Melanie Mitro, one of the hosts of the Make She Cap'n podcast, and we are back, and I am by myself today. It is a solo episode, and while Katie is enjoying some much needed time off, I am here in the studio, AKA our house for the day, filming, and we're gonna talk a little bit about my favorite topic, and it's leadership. I love leadership, and it's honestly one of those things that I didn't know that I loved as much as I do love until I really got into my direct sales business. And as I started to build my team, and as I realized the potential of building a team, I started to really fall in love with the process of motivating my team to reach the goals, helping them achieve their goals. Because as I was having success in the business, I started to recognize that, okay, number one, more people should do direct sales because holy moly, like this business is incredible. You can create a life that is just more than your wildest dreams. You can do it from home. Anywhere you have access to the internet, you can create freedom and flexibility. And so I wanted to share that with people. I also knew that as I was figuring it out, I wanted to cut the learning curve for other people that were joining my team. And that's what really propelled me into becoming a teacher, really wanting to teach people systems and processes and make it very simple and truly cut their learning curve. So it wasn't taking them as long as it was taking me to figure out. And so the more I became successful, the more I wanted to teach other people how to do it. And then the more I raised my own bar and the more I said, well, I'm gonna go for this goal or this accolade or this recognition and reward. And as I achieved those ranks and recognition within the company, I really wanted my team to experience it as well. And I had that deep desire to figure out what was the switch that you turn on that allows your team to achieve success as well. And so I found that that was not only something I was passionate about, but also something I was really good at too. And through conversations with other people in the same direct sales space, I realized that I had a talent and a gift that didn't always come naturally to others. And so I have become known as somebody who teaches leadership within the direct sales space. It's also something I'm super passionate about, and I mentor and host a leadership mastermind for lots of other people in the direct sales space. And so today we're really gonna talk about, you know, what could be preventing you, if you are listening to this podcast episode, what could be preventing you from actually taking your business to the next level? We're going to go through, and I have listed out about 7 different areas that we need to focus on in the direct sales space that allow us to exponentially grow and scale. And I'm going to walk you through those. And these are all things that I've truly learned in my experience. So, hey, everybody, it is Melanie Mitro, and I am here to interrupt today's episode because I got to tell you a secret. The Leadership Mastermind is now open for enrollment. Now, this is my baby. It is something I'm passionate about. I love developing and empowering and supporting leaders in growing their business. No matter what network marketing company you are a part of, there are systems and processes that you need to have in place to make your job easier, to be less stressful, but also that are going to help you create a leadership organization. I mean, at the end of the day,
We all want more working members of our team. We all want more leaders, right? Can I get an amen, right? We all want to make more money while we sleep. We want leads that are coming in. We don't want to feel tied to our business, and we certainly do not want to burn out. Well, over the next 6 months, from July until December, I'm going to be mentoring you. If you are interested in getting sort of an inside scoop into how my brain works, how I've structured organizations, how I onboard new clients, systems for recruitment, systems for duplication, motivating your team towards the shared goal, even back-end marketing strategies, all of that stuff, you are going to get access to that twice a month in a 90-minute call. Plus, you have access to a daily WhatsApp chat and a catalog, a library of resources that I've compiled with all of the documents and guides that I have created over the past 10 and a half years. I will tell you, this is such a great opportunity for you to exponentially grow your business, push yourself outside of your comfort zone, get yourself organized, and really operate like a true CEO. All right, space is actually limited. So if you are interested in being a part of this mastermind, visit the link in the show notes, fill out the application, and I will get back to you if it is a good fit. All right, you guys, let's get back to today's episode.
Let's dive in and let's get started. So the first one is, it's really sort of that critical turning point. In direct sales, all of us can really get to that, whatever your company considers the leadership level. And if I just use Beachbody as an example, it's diamond. Diamond is sort of what is the gateway to leadership. A lot of other companies, it might be director or, you know, junior director. But it's sort of that point where you've proven that you know how to sell. And you know how to sell relatively well. You have that on lockdown. You are hitting the volume requirements. You're hitting the sales requirements. You're showing up on leaderboards. You may even have been able to build a team of people, but not yet. People really aren't duplicating. You might have a couple of people that are starting to show some interest in building a team. But so you're kind of at that spot where you say, okay, I have got the sales on lockdown. And you're starting to recruit people into your organization, and they are starting to also have a desire to want to sell and to also want to achieve the same level of success that you have. But what I find is there's sort of a personality trait that I'm looking for when I'm mentoring people. I'm looking to see, do they have this one specific trait? And that is, can they not only sell really, really well? They can sell, they can hit their sales goals, they're rocking their PD at their top of the leaderboards, but do they know how to teach it? And that's really important. And if we look at any job out there, when people get moved into a management role, a lot of times it's because they know how to do the work really well. And so we promote them to that manager level, and now we expect them to manage people underneath of them. But again, different skill set to be able to do something, but to also be able to teach it. So how do you actually teach people how to sell? So that's really the first important thing, is you want to say to yourself, okay, am I selling really well, but do I have a system that is set up to where I have a clear, simple, very duplicatable, easy to understand process for how I teach new people coming into the business for how to actually sell the products and programs? And a lot of times we as leaders will just take it for granted. They should just know how to sell that shampoo, or they should just know how to do those before and after beauty tutorials. They should just know how to have conversations. Isn't that just second nature? Well, no, it's not second nature. And I always go back to my start, and I think about where I began, and I asked a ton of questions. So as I was developing a system for how to train my organization, I started to say, what were the things that I needed help with at the beginning? What were the things that I was overwhelmed with? And it really was, I was super overwhelmed with, oh my goodness, there's this training and this call and these resources, and I could do, you know, this post and this reel and this story. And I just needed somebody to bring it all in and say, this is step one. This is step two. We're going to ignore everything else until we get these things on lockdown. So what are those things for the people you bring into the business? What is the easy, simple steps that anybody could follow? And if you had to write a standard operating procedure for onboarding or bringing somebody new in, what would those simple steps be? And then you should be able to take this document and literally give it to somebody else. They should be able to read it and implement and execute it to the T. And that is what creating just an easy process to teach your organization how to sell looks like. It should be simple, easy to follow, and duplicatable. So it should be able to get past you, your downline, and the person underneath of them without you ever needing to be a part of it. And that's really when you know a system is duplicatable. If you're required to be there for the entire process, it's not something that's gonna live on past your teaching or you being there in person. So I want you to think about that. What does that process actually look like? What are some key conversations that people need to know how to have? What are the customer service, you know, sort of things that you've done over and above that actually help you retain people? Because you, as the leader, are hitting these numbers. You're retaining customers. You've got good influx of new people. So this is really where you need to lay out how you do what you do in great detail. Not taking for granted that people just know it, but you're really laying out the steps for other people. So that's really number one. It is, you're going from just doing to I now need to be able to teach it. The second thing that you need to do to really exponentially grow your direct sales business is you now need to start positioning yourself as a business mentor. You know how to sell the product. You know how to sell the Monet shampoo and conditioning treatment and styling, creams. But how do you actually start to say to people, look, I don't just sell hair care, but I actually know how to build a business around it. And I can teach you how to do the same thing. And a lot of times, this is where I find that even the most, successful people in direct sales sometimes sort of struggle is they don't want to, they feel uncomfortable. I don't have all the answers. I'm not really a leader. I don't know how to grow a team, right? Or I'm not where I think I should be in terms of income or rank. So why would I position myself as a business mentor? Well, for me personally, I believe that you have to come out of the gate and do that right away. And this is a huge gap as to why people can generate a lot of sales, but they don't ever grow a team of working people. They might grow a team of followers, but they're not growing a team of leaders, a team of business builders, a team that really is dreaming bigger and has a big vision and why for themselves. And it's because you're not leading that way, and you're not leading that way from the outside. So when I say position yourself as a business mentor, if I rewind back to the first 6 to 8 months that I was in direct sales, I was posting my rank advancement, my first rank advancement, which meant I was sponsoring two people underneath of me. And I was talking about how excited I was to unlock the doors to the compensation plan, how excited I was to be mentoring, two new people on my team and helping them to see success as well. I was already talking about, my team and our goals for the year and how we were going to take this business to the top. I was exuding this confidence, even though I really did not have it figured out. I wasn't even sure what my onboarding process looked like completely, but I had faith that I would figure it out. I had gotten this far. And so I was positioning myself as a business mentor from the start. I also was beginning to run my own events, my own business opportunity calls, my own sneak peeks. I was really putting myself out there and saying, number one, if you want to build a business, I'm the girl for the job. I was also saying, and this is how I'm going to mentor you. When you join my team, this is the kind of mentorship that you can expect. And I was talking about that in my stories, in my posts, in the live webinars that I was doing. So people were getting a feel of, oh, if I join Melanie's team, she's going to give me step-by-step instructions for how to build a business. She is going to guide me right down the path of least resistance. She's going to help me cut the learning curve because she's already paved the way for me. I also talked about how this wasn't just a hobby for me. This was a business I was building in the cracks of being a mom, but I wanted to create income. I wanted to create flexibility and freedom. So I began to also attract people that maybe were moms or were in the working world, but wanted more freedom and flexibility to be home with their kids. I was attracting through the words that I was using and the content I was putting out there, I was attracting people with a business mindset, which is why I have grown such a huge organization and was the 4-time top team in the company, is because I led with the fact that I am a business mentor. And this is one of the things that I teach within the Leadership Mastermind, is how to actually position yourself as a business mentor. You know, it should say right in your bio that you're a business mentor. You know, it should show up in the feed of your social, right, that you are a business mentor, and you should show people how you actually train and teach to give them that peek behind the scenes of what it's like to work with you on the business side of things. So that also kind of rolls right into the next one, and it's that you need to be recruiting the right people. When I look at people that achieve sort of that leadership title but don't necessarily have the team yet, it usually is because when I go back to the way that they're marketing, they're just marketing product. They're talking to people about this side hustle or this business that they have, but it's more of like a fun hobby. And so when you position yourself that way, you attract people who just want a fun hobby. And when in reality, let's face it, you also want to build a business. You're listening to this specific podcast episode because you want to know how to be a good leader. You want to know how to attract the right leaders to your team, and you want to grow a large organization and a lot of income. And that doesn't come from having a team full of people that just want a fun little hobby. You need to have those people that also have that business mindset in there as well. And that means that you're not just talking about the product, but you're also talking about the business side too. And so your messaging is everything. So at this stage of the game, right, where we're trying to make that switch between I'm really good at selling product to I'm growing a team, is we're beginning to have this coexistence. It's not an either or, but it sort of is interweaved together, where I talk about the product, but I also talk about how I've built a business off of the product as well, and how I mentor other people to build businesses as well using the product. So that's really key. Again, something else I take a deeper dive into with that Leadership Mastermind, but this should get your wheels turning. How can I begin to sort of intermix and interweave those things? Third, in order to make that shift, to really begin growing the team, we need to have systems. And everybody wants to know, like, what systems do you have, Melanie? What are the systems? And everybody gets real excited about learning a new systems, a new process. But really, there's these key systems that I develop and that I'm constantly tweaking. And I said this at the very beginning when I first kicked off this podcast episode. But when we're looking at systems, we need a few of them. We need a system for onboarding. We need a system for customer flow. We need a system for team, which means I'm interested in the opportunity from the time somebody says I'm interested in your business opportunity to when they sign up. We need to have a flow for that. We also need to have a flow for whenever somebody becomes a member of our team. How are we also walking them through the getting started process? We also need to have a team flow. So when I look at over the course of 30 days, I have a team flow and a marketing flow. So I have my own personal marketing for my business, but I have a flow for how I do my team as well. So when are team calls, and when are onboarding trainings, and when are business opportunities, and when are groups starting, when are VIP things happening? So I even have a system for how I roll that out within the organization. So everybody knows when calls are happening, when masterminds are in session, how they can qualify for the next retreat or event that we're having. So all of that just is very systematic, and it has a flow. Also, when it comes to events and retreats, I've got a system and a process for how I run events, for how I run retreats. And so what has happened is over the years, as I've developed those systems, I now have an entire Google folder that is full of processes and systems for running a top organization in the company. That allows me to sit down with somebody that I mentor privately or one of my downline leaders and say, okay, you want to host an event? Here's how you do it. Everything from securing the space to the requirements to attend to what we're going to do during the event. Some of the things that I've learned over the years in terms of even just activities and team building and how much time should you leave for connecting and networking. you know, even to guest speakers and topics that are really important that people need at different, you know, positions and spots along their business. These systems allow your legacy and the business that you've built to actually trickle down through your organization and live on. Also, it makes it so much easier as I've started to grow my team and I've brought in admins and social media managers and people to help me with customer service. I've been able to pass off these systems to them, and then my voice and the way I do things and the way the level of excellence and professionalism, it carries through no matter whose sort of fingers touch the actual project. All right. Systems are fun and they're great, and they also allow you to free up time. When you are onboarding as a brand new distributor, you can onboard everybody on your own. But if you really want to scale, I mean, we all have this dream of a bigger business. You have to have a system, because you can't onboard 50 people into your products and services every month one-on-one. I mean, you can do it, but what would your quality of life look like? Would you still have time to do the other thing? So that's why systems are important, is it should allow you to keep the same level of customer service, but be able to do it on a larger scale. So systems are key, and developing them when your team is smaller and your company is smaller actually makes the scalability part just that much easier. Fourth thing is, when we're really moving from that leader, new leader, to really having a large organization, is, you know, I always teach people, anytime they're learning something new, it's like learning to ride a bike, right? And so if you ever think back to a time when you taught your child or significant, you know, somebody that in your life, how to ride a bike, what was that process like? Or maybe you remember it yourself. And I always think about when I taught Landon how to ride a bike. I remember taking off those training wheels. And I remember, you know, it was either my husband or I running alongside of him, holding onto the back of the bike. And we're like, okay, buddy, you got this, right? And as we let him go, what happens is he sort of like rode for a little bit, and then he fell off, right? Scraped his knee. And so Matt and I were like, it's okay, buddy, get back up, get on the bike. And we encouraged him to get back up again. And if you think about that process, I imagine he was like thinking about steering, and he was thinking about, I got to balance on this seat, and I also have to pedal, and I need to watch out for the mailbox and the garbage can and, you know, oncoming traffic, right? And so there was all this thought that was going into riding a bike. And it took a lot of time for him. He fell a lot, and we kept having to tell him to get back up, you can do it. But over time, the more Landon practiced, he would just hop on his bike and ride to the end of the street, and he would go around the garbage can and the mailbox, and he just didn't even think twice about, you know, balancing or pedaling or steering. It became second nature. And so that's what business should be like. You should be so good at the sales part of the business that you can almost do that with your eyes closed. That's why we teach the income producing activity tracker in Direct Sales Done Right, like a big part of our Direct Sales Done Right program for people that are trying to establish that foundation, is all based upon you getting those simple activities down pat, because they need to just, you should be able to do them with your eyes closed, so that when we get to the point where we're starting to bring people into your organization and you're leading a team, now that's on autopilot, and this can come in and take a little more of your time. So we have to be able to manage our personal business, but also our team. And a lot of people, this is where the wheels come off in their business. They don't have, you know, phase one, those income producing activities on lockdown. So they actually can't bring in new team members. So they struggle. Or they have this on lockdown and they start to bring in team members, and then they start to like stop paying attention to their phase one activities because now their team is taking over. And so what I find is that's a skill that we teach in the Leadership Mastermind. How do I manage my team and my time? Who should be getting the most of my time? Right? What are the requirements to earn my time? Do I just get on the phone with everyone and everyone when they say I need a one-on-one call? Do we just drop our personal business, you know, in order to help other people be successful? And what I find with people that I mentor, and I'm guilty of it myself, is you want your people to succeed. The minute somebody says, I want to build a top team, or I want to take this business to the top, we automatically put all of our eggs in that basket, and we really do kind of abandon the other stuff. And there is no guarantee that Sally, who wants to build a top team in the company, is not tomorrow going to wake up and say, yeah, my husband doesn't really support this business, I'm going to quit. There is no guarantee. It's direct sales. So, you know, you can't fire people and people don't have to give you a notice of when they're leaving. They don't. So you always have to be working in phase one, but you also have to be really smart about how you give your team your time. And there is a couple of techniques that I teach inside of that leadership mastermind that actually position you to really, number one, grow a little tough skin, know what to say to people in order for them to actually do their part and be deserving, right, of your time, and also how to safeguard your personal space so that we never stop filling that healthy pipeline of incoming leads and new team members that want to build a business. Because life does happen, and even if you're the best leader in the world, you're still going to have people that quit. And I talk about it all the time. You know, over the 10 years that I've been in direct sales, I've had top leaders leave. I've had people that I wouldn't have saw coming that decided they didn't want to do this anymore. And so, but for me, I've learned to just say, okay, I can't have a scarcity mindset. I've got more leaders in the pipeline. And no matter what happens, I wish that person well. And I hope that I've left an impact in their life over the past, you know, X amount of years that we've worked together. So no longer is it like my business is falling apart as people come and go. All right. The fifth thing that you need to be able to do is you have to be able to move people towards a common goal. You can't be afraid to share your vision. A lot of leaders, they get really nervous about sharing their vision because they're afraid that their team will just think that they're doing this for themselves. But in reality, when you share your vision for your team, and if it is to you to advance in rank, you need your people to advance. When your people advance in rank, they're actually earning more income. They're having more success. Their paychecks are growing. Their ability to have more freedom and flexibility is happening because you're reaching it. Your goal is allowing them to reach their goals as well. So I teach how to actually position yourself to share your vision, to share why the vision is important to you, how the vision and how them accomplishing their goals is going to help them get to where they want to be, and how it's going to feel once we get there. And that's really important. And we don't just share a vision once at the beginning of the year, but we share a vision consistently over time throughout the year, because people need to be reminded of what they're working for and why you have their best interest at heart. And if people know that you care about them, they will work for whatever goal that you have set for yourself, because they're behind you and they know you have their back. And I have a system and I have a process for how we do that. And that's also something that I share as well when I mentor other people. All right, the last thing is this. You aren't a one-woman show. I think it's really important that you recognize at the leader level that you're at right now, or the developing leader, that you can't do it all. And this is a conversation that Matt and I have had a million times. And it's usually when I am completely so far to the right where I'm crying and I'm overwhelmed. And he's like, Melanie, I told you to hire somebody months ago. Why didn't you listen to me? And he's always right. He's always right. I should have hired that person 6 months ago. But I've learned that when I started my business, I was customer service, I was sales, I was marketing, I was the CEO, I was finance, all of those things. But as your business grows, we have to recognize that we can't be all of those things. And so we need to have somebody that is an admin, that is helping us with admin tasks. We need somebody that can help us with emails and email marketing, right? We need somebody that is going to just help us with day-to-day operations behind the scenes. So it might be emails, it might be running ads, it might be helping with customer service and customer support. But I don't run my direct sales business just me, myself, and I. I've got a full-time employee and I've got three other part-time people that work for me. It takes a village. And so often in direct sales, people are afraid to bring other people on. They're afraid to hire because they feel like they're not qualified. But you can't think that it's realistic for you to do it alone and have freedom, have flexibility, and all of those things that we preach that you can have in a direct sales business.
Well, hey everyone, it is Katie here, and I am interrupting this episode of the Make Chic Happen podcast because I want to address head on one of the most common questions that Melanie and I get, and that is, what does your daily routine look like? And we get asked everything from what books are you reading? What supplements are you taking? What workout are you currently doing? And I get it, because success does leave clues, right? But here's the thing. Melanie and I have been on a journey when it comes to our health for over 10 years, and we have learned a lot from our bad habits to our good habits to things that we don't even know below the surface are really happening. And because we both firmly believe that the most important relationship you can ever have is the one you have with your own body. I mean, really, your body is your bestie for the restie, right? It's always on your side. It's fighting battles you don't even know exist. And because of that, I think it's time to ask some questions head on. And those uncomfortable questions are, what am I doing to better take care of myself? What am I doing to ensure I am at peak performance, whether it's in the gym or in my business? And how am I showing up for my body every single day and fighting for it? How am I showing my body that I am on its side? And part of the routine that we have every single day is AG1. Now listen, AG1 has been a legit game changer for us. It's an all-in-one daily drink with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients with prebiotics and probiotics that help increase and enhance nutrient absorption. And it's almost like looking at it as if it's nutritional insurance for you don't know what life's gonna throw at you. And we don't miss a day ever. And because we want you to take better care of you, we want you to be at your peak performance, we're able to share with you a special offer. On top of just AG1, you are also going to receive, when you use the link in the show notes, D3 plus K2, an entire year supply, as well as 5 free travel packs that make AG1 super simple to take when you are on the go. And if you decide you love it just as much as we do, we can give you 20% off discount, because we know that it's the best thing you can do to start your day off. So take advantage of this offer. Simply use the link in the show notes below. Back to the show.
We have to really make that shift into saying, I now run a company and I now have people that work for me. And here's how I hire. Here's how I give them tasks, and here's how I start to share the load so that I can enjoy the fruits of my labors. All right, you guys, I gave you so many things to think about today about just, you know, when we make that shift from going to a new leader into really developing and growing a very large producing organization. And I know that that's why you're listening to this today, is because you want that too. And one of my passion projects, and something that I sat down with Katie and I was like, I have this idea for this leadership mastermind. And I just wanted a place where I could face-to-face, you know, actually through Zoom, on a Zoom, I could work with top leaders in network marketing companies. I could teach them the systems, the processes, the mindsets, the conversations, the way that I've been able to grow and scale a multi-million dollar network marketing business with a team of just really high producing leaders. And so I launched the Leadership Mastermind in January of 2022, and we're just wrapping up the very first 6-month session. And it is awesome. And I love it. And I love seeing these women have success. And so the doors are officially open for the second session of the year. It is going to be the last 6 months of 2022, and I'm only taking 15 people. And if you are interested in being a part of this Leadership Mastermind, diving into the things I talked about today and so much more, you can click the link in the show notes. You can get all the information, or you can head over to chicinfluencer.com and snag the application to apply to be accepted into the Leadership Mastermind. All right, you guys, I hope you loved today's episode. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to leave us a rating and review over at iTunes, and I'll see you back here for another episode of the Make Chic Happen podcast. All right, so if you loved today's episode, make sure you head over to wherever you listen to the episode today and leave us a rating and review. And also, take a little screenshot and tag us on Chic Influencer. We'll feature you in our stories. Plus, we'd love to get your feedback and hear from our listeners. Yep. Until next week, let's make chic happen.